You can't have justice without God's law because his standards are absolute. And that's why communism is so dangerous, because once you say, well, there is no God, well, then anything I do in the cause that I'm committed to is okay, right? And that's exactly what they believe. Anything. You want to see incarcerations, murders, torture, everything imaginable. Separate man completely from God and watch to see that there are no limits to the depths of depravity to which we will sink.
I've noticed no one stops talking about justice. We still want justice, even though it's not really possible to have justice without law. What is the law that they've made to replace God's law?
It's the subjective rather than the objective. It's feelings rather than facts.
When law and love are discussed, is it best to juxtapose the two against each other?
No, they're the same thing.
They're the exact same thing.
Right. You can't have legitimate love without honoring some sort of law.
Would you say that love is the most popular topic maybe in every pulpit in America?
Love wins.
Love wins.
Yep.
Everyone talks about love all the time.
Right.
And yet, do you believe most of the church is even properly defining what love is?
No.
You have to have the Ten Commandments to really understand love.
You have to, because the scripture tells us that we know, even in 1 John, it says, for this is the love of God, that you would keep his commandments. And then it goes on to say, which I think is beautiful, is it says, and his commandments are not burdensome. Yet my entire life, all I have ever heard is that the commandments of God are weighty and burdensome and problematic, and we need to get rid of them.
Rather than see the New Testament as a continuation of what God was already doing.
Right.
But
right.
Now, through Christ,
mm-hmm.
What I hear a lot of ministers doing is they're pitting the new against the old.
Correct.
Literally everything in the New Testament under that view becomes relativistic.
Yeah, it does.
Can you shape the New Testament to literally teach anything you want if you make love the only law and it's primarily just a feeling?
You can make any scripture say anything you want to if you remove it from its context and you redefine terms.
Mm.
If you redefine terms, then you can make the Bible say anything you want it to say.
Marxists will take what is already being used in the church. They'll empty of it its meaning. So they'll take away what its actual definition is, and they'll refill it with a new meaning or a new interpretation. Sacrifice is the very basis for love. But what the Marxists will say is that love is affection. They think that the way to approach love, or the way to define love, is to show affection for somebody, and also for the homosexuals. They say, well, if one man loves another man, as long as they're celibate, well, wait a minute, stop. What, you're not defining love in the same way. You're saying that it's possible for them to have kind of a romantic interest in each other, and that's not proper, that's not right. It's disordered, but they're now calling it love.